There was no doubt this bill to allow 5,000 slot machines and 150 table games would clear the state Senate. It's strongly backed by the Senate president and by ranking Democrats. When its lead sponsor, Manchester's Lou D'Alessandro, took to the floor, he stressed to colleagues that this may be gambling's year.
We started this journey 15 years ago, and the path has been bumpy, to say the least. But it seems that the path now has been cleared temporarily in one direction.
After the vote, Governor Hassan said in a statement that without casino revenue, New Hampshire residents could be, quote, denied access to the basic services needed to support their health and safety. But this bill still faces a tough fight in the House, and the governor appears to know it. Earlier this week, at her office's urging, the director of New Hampshire's Lottery Commission began reaching out to individual House lawmakers to discuss the bill. The state Republican Party says this may amount to improper lobbying, something Hassan's office denies. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.